A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, coming in here with a little pep in our step.
Because the big man was working last night. I think we were all very impressed. Maybe some even titillated by what we saw from Zach Edey, the rookie, in his summer league debut. I need to calm down because I probably it's not technically his debut until he plays game one of the regular season. It is the summer league debut. And Zach Edey, as far as I'm concerned, was outstanding in it. So much to talk about. Yeah, it was a loss. But a loss, especially in the Utah summer league, doesn't mean a damn thing. So that's how much we're going to talk about winning and losing, probably. John may have a little more, but I doubt we'll talk much about losing that game. It was a weird little ending, kind of Elam ending-ish, that made it sort of a little bit more exciting. But, yeah, it'll be all about Zach Edey. We'll talk LaRavia, G.G. Jackson, other performances. My man Pippen Jr., did he foul out? I think you can I think you can get 21 fouls in summer league before you're out. Mm-hmm. No, you can't foul out. I think he had 7. But otherwise, Scottie Pippen Jr. played pretty good. Oh, boy. Surges. Electrical surges. Brad had talked about, John, before you walked in here, us having the power.
Yes.
Right? The power of radio and how strong it still is. It's something he preaches daily. Right? And we're having a little surge right now, aren't we?
Yes.
So you can feel it. You can sort of envision it.
The energy.
That's how strong Zach Edey was last night.
I guess they turned on the Elon computer. Is that what happened? They're trying it out today?
The XZE.
Yes, they're trying to turn on the Elon AI computer, and we're having a hard time with the power.
Well, I knew it, didn't I? Didn't I have some questions about infrastructure when we learned about this story and Elon moving in here?
Yeah, they said.
Could we hold up?
They said it would get done relatively quickly.
And they're already over there sucking power. And
you just talked about the Elam ending. I think we're having the Elon ending now here in Memphis.
Yeah, certainly probably so. But I'm
Elon third.
Thank you.
But
I thought I'd get.
What's that? The nutmeg? Is that what they call the nutmeg? But I'm. Yeah, Brad's in peak form right now.
We don't usually talk about our studios, but the lights have been flickering for 30 minutes, and luckily we have one of those diesel generators in the back.
Y'all know how it is in Memphis. It gets a little rainy.
It gets a little crazy.
Exactly. No, I mean, what's the event? What is happening?
I don't know. Sorry about the lights, y'all.
A little storm last night and a little aftermath today. It's the bands from the hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's pretty unacceptable for that a little weather like that would knock us off the grid.
That's what it was. No, it's from it's the bands.
We're certainly, I guess, used to it at this point in Memphis. Yeah. But, yes, last night it was a big band.
Oh,
big
gosh.
Band from Zach Edey giving the business to Walker Kessler. And that was not really –
Is that rimshot worthy?
No, yeah, rimshot. That's what I said, a nutmeg. Rimshot.
Yeah, nutmeg would go through the leg.
Yeah. Rimshot.
Balls.
Yeah, good to know. But, no, it was a great night last night for Zach Edey, which, you know, we talked about it all day yesterday. That was going to be – the focus. There was also another focus, according to him, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show. I have excitement about one young prospect for the Memphis Grizzlies, and I have a lot less about another than I did yesterday. So we will talk about that today on the show. We got to have real talk, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just talk, right? It's just we're going to have a conversation before people start freaking out, but we need to have it, and we need to maybe adjust our priors here a little bit. So we'll do that all today here on the show. 11:25, Jessica Benson's going to join us. We'll talk to her about last night. My thoughts on Zach Edey. I mean, in terms of just the way he ingratiated himself, it was instantaneous.
Good word.
It was instantaneous. He was, you know, getting into, was it Sensabaugh?
It was Sensabaugh. Yeah. A little dirty shot on Arabia.
Yeah.
Pushed him into the stanchion.
He was trying to put some sense into Sensabaugh, right?
Yeah.
That was a rim shot, bro. That was a rim shot.
Had to check that fool.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did.
It was natural, too, is what I loved about
exactly. It wasn't, like, forced. It wasn't I have to do this.
I need to do this to make my teammates like me.
Did you like how every time somebody attacked him,
I think we just developed something
there's no way. Brad loves voice.
I like his Grim Reaper voice that he does for the low register.
You got to get real low to sound like Zach Edey.
Yeah. This is good. I think we found it.
But, I mean, that's going to be one of the sort of... You know, I would say, you know, soundtracks to Grizzlies games now is you're going to hear, give me that! You hear that.
I hear it last night. He got the one early on Keontae George, wasn't
it?
And give me that!
Yeah, like the first one.
Give me that.
They attacked him. They went right at him.
Grimace.
And I mean, I just feel like, you know.
Bro, where do you start?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to like.
Okay.
Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25, and then Gabe Kuhn is going to join us at 1:25.
Hey,
we'll talk to him. Obviously, he's having a boy, found out.
Man, that was awesome the way he did that.
That's right.
The spiking of the ball.
So we'll talk to him about, you know, finding out that he's going to be a boy dad, and also some Memphis football, and his thoughts on the Grizz. So we'll do that at 1:25 with Gabe.
You've done those, really,
show today.
Didn't you? Real fast. Gender reveal. Didn't you do that in front of a camera? Like my wife just came and sat on my knee. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the
first one.
And told
you, the first one we did on camera.
Y'all didn't, but y'all did do a gender reveal. It just wasn't on camera the second time.
The second time we did a cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was not. It was not. The first one was like, it was like a grand thing.
I remember that. So you did or didn't do gender reveal that was not on camera?
We had a party the first one.
It was a cake. Did it reveal the gender?
It did.
Okay, yeah. Then you did a gender reveal both times, just not public the second time.
Correct. Yeah,
yes,
it was much more low key.
I was very
much like Dom. Much like Dom himself. Much more low-key.
Domo. Love talking about Dom.
Yeah. The
He's coming.
He's coming, and he's sleeping.
How many months are we now?
I'm coming.
Yeah, like Dion.
Yeah.
Domo.
He'll be 5 months in a couple days.
Oh.
And he sleeps until 9 a.m.
What a champ.
Wow.
He's already a champion of life.
Good job, Dom.
I mean, you know, like they tell you about the sleep regression, things like that. It just hasn't happened.
He gives you no issues.
Bro, none.
Just love all day.
Dog, he's like, I mean, if you could promise me that all my kids would be like him, I'd have four more.
Don't do that.
But you can't promise me that.
Because that's four more.
Because Riley was not like that. Like, I could put Dom down real quick. I could put him down, leave the room. He ain't going to cry. He don't care. Come back later. Riley was like, it was instant colic. Instant colic. You know, you couldn't leave her. And she knew. You know, he's different.
That is nice.
He's built different. Much like Zach Edey, he's built different. And you saw that on display for the first time last night against the Utah Jazz. Now, you said it was a loss. It was a loss.
I don't care.
But the fact that it even got to overtime for the Grizzlies to lose is a miracle in and of itself. This is what happened at the end of regulation to send this game into OT.
Back up. I mean, this depends. There it is. It hit the rim. There's a tap. The miss.
I think the Grizzlies are stunned too. Again, you got a guy that size. That's the value of having him. Position yourself. You don't know where the ball's coming off. You got that length.
And see, they had Filipowski and Walker Kessler try to hold him off the paint, off the lane.
And it's just tough with a guy that size.
Yeah, so Zach Edey.
You rarely ever see work. You tried number one, right? I mean, that's that play where you're trying to miss the second one because you're down two.
Exactly.
It rarely ever works, and here's big Zach Edey coming right in and it working off the bat.
Well, first of all, perfect miss by Laravia.
It was. That's hard. Nice that's hard to do because a lot of times the plan ends with the shot itself.
Right. Because, like,
either there's a violation, guy
just
comes down.
Off the rim.
Throw it off the rim.
Yep.
You know.
This one he missed perfectly.
He really did,
and it came off. And of course, like you can't you can't keep Zach down.
The best part about it was that they were using all their size with Filipowski, exactly. obviously, and Kessler both out there and trying to stop him from doing it. That's the mission right there.
Exactly.
It's game over, and they couldn't do it, you know, against a rookie that's coming in and looking like, I'll be honest with you, I know it's summer league, but looking so unintimidated by going against a guy's going to be a third-year starter. And
yeah.
Walker Kessler just looked like he'd been, you know, in these kinds of matchups for years.
No
and
question.
So they, again, they're piling up. They throw Filipowski out there. What a 7-footer. Got Walker Kessler on the other side, 7-1, and you couldn't stop this guy from getting in there and getting the tip. It was something to see. I mean, it tells you you've got something in the league that no one else has.
That's right. I mean, he played 34 minutes, tied for second most on the team yesterday with Scottie Pippen, and that's after he had to leave the game with an ankle scare, right? So, again, I really believe this. Like, I texted you this. He looks like he's back in the Big Ten. Like, he's comfortable, as you said.
Very comfortable.
And I think part of that is, you know, the Big Ten is a physical league. It just is in college basketball. You know, you're going up against Michigan State. You're going up against, you know, Ohio State,
yep.
and some of the best teams in college basketball every single night.
A lot of that 15 rebounds came against Walker Kessler. You know,
yes,
a guy who was playing for Team USA in FIBA
absolutely.
You know, last summer.
And again, I think we came in yesterday asking why is Walker Kessler playing in summer league, and we got our answer last night because he got cooked by a rookie. Yeah, that's why he's in summer league.
I didn't realize how bad a free throw shooter he is, too.
Oh, he was
that's a flaw in his game, much like Steven Adams, I suppose. But
yes,
that's something that were clearly playing him at the end of that game. You know, fine with if he's in that situation where he's shooting free throws at the end, you want to see improvement there. They really did not.
Yes.
What do you go? The 3 of 6, maybe something like that. But the point was, I mean, he's got flaws in his games, clearly things to work on, and Utah thought so, and playing him going into his third year. We talked about that yesterday.
Exactly.
But I thought it made the ED performance more meaningful
to get
back to where we were.
Yes. I mean, that's a starter level big, right?
No doubt.
A rotation. They want a first round pick for Walker Kessler.
Not somebody trying to prove he can even be on a roster. This is somebody that's a starter in this league.
Yep. 14-15-4 is the official stat line for Zach Edey. 7 of 12 from the field, and that was not just dunks. He had a couple of turnaround hook shots that he's just going to be able to get. And I just think in terms of the impact, right, in terms of the things that you see, it's almost hard not to get carried away when you consider that he's not going to be playing with Scottie Pippen, Jalen Wells, Jake LaRavia, and Gigi Jackson full time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be playing with Ja and Desmond and, you know, Marcus Smart and
Jaren Jackson Jr.
And it's like how are teams going to score on Jaren and Zach? Like that's one of, everybody sort of focuses on Ja and Zach, and that's definitely true and fair. All the space he creates with his wit,
mm-hmm.
but how are teams going to be able to score on that front court? They just take away everything inside. Like, Zach was doing that basically single-handedly last night. I mean, because they were playing Gigi at the four, but, like, he's not in LaRavia.
Again, just his presence. There are a lot of guys in the league who aren't going to go, you know, and challenge him just because of his sheer size. And so you're changing shots just with your presence.
Exactly.
You add that to a shot blocking, you know, extraordinaire in Jaren Jackson Jr., who's now, you know, back to his role, you figure, again, with the big man next to him, where he can, again, go back out and hunt shots.
Exactly.
Like he did 2 years ago when he's got Steven Adams next to him. And, yeah, it's exciting to think about the defense and sort of what it could look like. Just as exciting as it is what Edey is doing offensively, what he's doing from a touch standpoint inside. I didn't think he got enough touches last night. And that's what's weird, John, is that, you know, sort of arguing after the pick, well, Zach Edey better know this ain't going to be Purdue, where you're getting a bunch of touches, you're throwing it in, it's a half-court offense, and everything's running through you. Is he going to be able to handle that, going to be engaged? And that's what the most impressive thing about the line is the 34 minutes.
Yep.
How comfortable he was throughout the game, but even through certain portions, not touching the ball. And one thing, you and I were both texting each other last night. I mean, both excited, obviously, but I texted you. There's going to be a lot of possessions where Zach Edey doesn't touch the ball at all. He's just running up and down the floor. He seemed comfortable doing that last
night. Exactly right.
Realize first time out, you're going to be on your P's and Q's, knowing that that's something people are going to be watching, that this ain't going to be like Purdue. How are you going to respond when you're not touching the ball for 3 or 4 possessions? I thought all night long he made a difference. He made a difference right off the bat with a screen that opened up Scottie Pippen Jr. for a bucket inside very early on. Like, there are a lot of things to like. And, again, for the specific role that you're asking of him, which is to rebound, be the defensive presence, right? Yes, the thing we've said a million times, set screens for Ja. He did all of that last night, again, with much less talent around him.
Yes.
So thinking about what it'll look like with him.
It's going to be the best team he's ever
played. But I didn't think I'd see a guy like that. I'll be honest with you. And I know the combine, he looked good athletically and everything else, faster than we thought for that size. But 34 minutes, as locked in as he was. And, John, I thought, again, after not getting the ball for a stretch, fourth quarter for a guy who's played plus 30-plus minutes, he still had it. He was still energetic, still in the game, and is able to get you the tip there in the last couple of seconds, wasn't worn down. And that's something, again, I questioned about a guy his size playing at this pace, which is so much different than what he was doing at Purdue.
Yeah, and they tried to take him out of the game, and back to the locker room, he said no.
Loved that, because you saw, him turn his ankle.
Yeah.
And he's nimble enough that he's able to bounce back from that. I mean, yep. Does he tell, to your point, I love seeing it, him waving off the trainer and saying no. And John, it wasn't much later, he was checking back into the game.
Exactly right.
And so to see him and see that flexibility, whatever, that kind of big man be that nimble and be able to come back from that is a good sign, again.
Yes.
That he's not some big stiff out there.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it went better than we could have ever imagined for him individually, right? I mean, that was
especially
14
because,
and 15 and 4.
Right.
I mean.
And I'd say so because, again, you're doing much of it against Walker Kessler.
Like Drew Hill had like some historical debuts of
from
big men.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
DeAndre Ayton, Evan Mobley, they did not
rough
fare
first games
as well.
For some of them, but DeAndre came back to average a double-double for the summer league.
But I mean,
this was a great first game for this big.
And yes.
With the idea being that bigs take a while.
Exactly.
Zach Edey doesn't look like he's going to take a while, again, for the role that's asked of him.
Yeah. By the way, I would shut Zach down. I would shut him down.
Amen to that.
We've
seen the movie now.
I don't know that they
play
will.
Play him in Vegas.
I'd give him one in Vegas. I'd give him one. That's
maybe.
I wouldn't play him again in Utah. Because he's hitting the deck.
Bro. Well, and they're back to back,
right? Exactly.
In Utah, right?
So I don't think they are going to play him tonight. I'd be surprised if I don't have any information on that. But I would not do that. And just knowing how conservative the Grizzlies have been,
don't do
that. It's wise in this instance not to do that. He's going to want to play, but it's like, what's the point? You got Vegas next week. You've already played a game. I know you lost, but big fella, we need you for the regular season. We don't need you for summer league. We don't need you to show anything. Like I know he wants to do that. But it's way more because the Grizzlies have no options if he gets hurt, right? They have
not
nothing.
Right now, other than your boy Jemison on the tour.
So I'd use that ankle. I'd say he's sore, got ankle soreness. We're going to be conservative. We're going to hold him out.
Yep.
And if he wants to play one in Vegas, that's fine. The only person who I am saying is going to play every game this summer is GG Jackson.
Boy, you've changed your tune on that.
Big time course correction by me and for me.
Yep.
I honestly can't believe I was ever in a place where I said he shouldn't be playing summer league. That was a gross miscalculation by me.
This kid's 19, bro.
Yes.
There are so many still ups and downs for him. So much learning in terms of what he's got. Shot selection last night.
Yes.
So many things he's still got to learn at 19 years old.
Yeah.
Younger still than some of the rookies in the league right now.
Yeah, listen, I some people are going to, and you may even think this is an overreaction. I don't know. But I would be surprised if this is how he's going to be, I would be surprised if he's a rotation guy for the Grizzlies next year. I'd be surprised.
Well, he's going to be a rotation guy.
I mean,
he's a guy who can also get passed up for stretches in the rotation. He's a guy you might have to send down because at one point during the season, it's not jiving with what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
GG Jackson coming in and jacking shots. You could sort of see that. I got the sense, just in terms of the way he was getting caught up in the back and forth with Keontae George, just in the game, there was a lot of trash talking last night, and GG was getting caught up in that, I thought. And I just saw it showed you how much immaturity there still is.
Yes.
We've said much of the story last year was how ready he looked as a 19-year-old to be a part of a rotation. But what we didn't talk as much about is that this kid's still 19. There's still so much to learn, and he's going to be on a team, possibly in a rotation, that has to win big right now. And so there'll be stretches maybe next year. John, I was texting you back.
where LaRavia might pass him just because he's a more mature player and he can shoot the ball, take better shots. My point is not that LaRavia is going to be ahead of Gigi Jackson. It's just that there could be more ups and downs. There will be more ups and downs with Gigi Jackson. And so that was a reminder last
night. Yeah, I think people need to be prepared for that possibility of South Haven.
He looked a little bit like he was feeling himself coming into that one, right?
No
I got
question.
The standard contract.
No question.
I'm a stud. I got Shaq and these guys talking about me.
Yep.
And he got into the talking game.
Yep.
And it sort of ate him up a little bit mentally. And I thought he took some really bad shots.
Yeah, he took some really bad shots. He dribbled his head down. Did not really look to involve his teammates whatsoever. And I suppose there's a world where that's his role on the second unit, like where he's just the guy to score.
Gigi's always, he has to be doing more.
But I
and
think
that's been the book.
I think what Gigi is going to have to prove, and this is a big one, it's a big one. What you did last year, as far as I'm concerned, with the rookie records and all that and the score, doesn't matter.
Well, it got him a contract.
It got him security.
But you need to hold down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Slow your roll.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a minute. Nah.
Because he's about to be asked to be a whole lot more than just go out there and put up 25 shots a game and lose, right? We don't care what happens.
He's not going to get that opportunity.
Oh, no. Now he's going to have to figure out how can I contribute within the framework of a winning competitive team.
Be efficient with less.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I don't know if he
knows.
Could
be a long way off from that.
Exactly.
Could be.
Exactly. Based on what we saw last night, I think the answer is yes.
Could easily get ahead of him next year. This season, I should say.
Because they're more professional and mature.
1,000%. I mean, his age in this sense sort of works against him on a roster that needs to win right now, just based on where he is from a decision-making standpoint. That's it. John, don't overreact here, though.
Sure.
It's one game.
It is one game.
The dude was feeling himself. He got caught up in the back and forth. And he'll probably go back out there tonight because back to your point that you made, I'm with you. I'm playing him every game.
Absolutely.
Because I need more from you.
Yep.
We love you to death, but now it's about development and everything else. And that development's got to include you playing cerebrally.
Absolutely.
Looking for your teammates and everything. That's always been the book on Gigi. Is he going to set other guys up?
Yep.
This is where you need to be doing that.
No doubt.
And you need to see it all right now. Because back to your point, you're going to get a lot less. It's
yep.
a point I've been making to you a while. You're going to get a lot less come regular season.
And you got to figure out how to impact
the
game.
With the boys back. Yes.
Can you do that?
Remember who couldn't do it in a smaller role? Again, it's a higher level on the chain. But Dylan Brooks, when asked to do it with less and be efficient in that, he could not do it.
Yep.
Again, I'm not comparing the two, but we're talking about a 19-year-old that still has much
more
growth
ahead. He's got time on his side.
There's plenty of time.
He does.
But again, these folks, they're trying to put him in a starting lineup. It is not time for that. I thought you saw it last night. So
absolutely. No, I think
you don't need to be forcing anything on Gigi with this team that's very
well. The brakes on the Gigi train need to be pumped.
You were leading the bandwagon at one point talking about this man. Don't need to play.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought maybe there would be a little bit more sort of, all right, I'm going to, but he was not.
That's why I like you. You come around and you admit it, and that's what we do on this show.
He was more interested last night in Gigi Jackson.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, he was trying to battle Keontae George.
Yeah.
Trying to go 30 for 30 out there.
The wins and losses don't matter to me, but it's like, you have bad habits, bro. Like, you have bad habits.
I needed him. Well, and I'll go ahead and throw him in. Pippen was good for most of it, but I needed him and Pippen Jr. to both be looking for Zach Edey at the end. My gosh, you got to reward that big man.
Yeah, they were playing very selfishly down the stretch. I mean, Scotty's driving into three people, throwing the ball away.
I mean, that's an easy handoff there, a little easy leave it for Zach Edey there. You got to be looking. Part of it, you haven't had anything like this.
That's true.
And that's one thing you saw, I guess it was in overtime, where Gigi makes the drive and you see him travel because you knew the thought was, okay, let's get Edey the ball, but he didn't know how to do it.
Exactly.
And
right.
so there's just a lot of growth, and obviously there'll be a sort of a learning curve for the veterans when they get around Edey, because again, I think it's a kind of eye-opening. Man, we got this big dude that's setting monster screens. We got to, occasionally we got to throw it into the big man because he's got touchdown there in a way that Steven Adams did not.
Exactly right. So, listen, there was a lot of good, and there was some that you kind of scratched your head.
I liked LaRavia last night.
I thought LaRavia showed pretty well. I agree.
I wanted to see it, and I saw it.
He was confident shooting the ball, putting the ball on the ground.
The game was not predicated by misses, and he had misses, but defensively he put pressure on guys.
Yep.
He was active. He was getting
18
rebounds.
And 7.
I thought LaRavia looked looked good last night. And again, he's in a guy that's starting from outside the rotation, trying to earn his way in. He's on a good salary in terms of sticking to this roster, and you got the shooting.
Exactly.
That you know, you saw at the end of the season that could translate over. You know, I just that was a performance from him that he needed and I thought was good to see.
And finally, Cam Spencer. Blood might have some game to him.
Oh, no, I heard Harrington kind of down in him saying he's too small.
He's small, but, man, you can't.
John and I were excited watching
you really
Cam
can't
Spencer
deny, like, he
knows how to play.
He might just be a gamer. He might just be one of those type of dudes.
Yeah. He doesn't have Conchar's athleticism.
That's true.
But he does everything else Conchar does.
If he had Conchar's athleticism, he'd be in a lottery pick.
Maybe. I don't know. He's still because you can't put him on ball. And he's so small. And you know what I'm saying? So he's kind of a small shooting guard.
But damn,
so
it's a little bit weird. The championship pedigree and just the
confidence. Was right place, right time, and he was the one guy out there knocking down threes.
Man. I mean, that's
the shooting's going to translate. You know, wherever
I don't know. I just think he's a guy, and they drafted him, so they're obviously going to do.
He didn't look
what
scared like Wells looked scared.
Yeah, I was
and
not
what's
impressed.
Where is Cam's the one on the two way? Right, Wells has got the standard.
Yes.
And so last night, and again, it's one game, so you don't want to make it. But last night, it kind of looked like the two of them should be switched.
I kept wanting Wells to knock it down, bro.
Look a little scared. You know, maybe he'll look better. I'm sure he'll look better.
Yeah, one of nine last night for Wells.
Yeah, he did kind of look deer in headlights this year.
But the takeaway obviously is the good news is better than the bad news is bad. If that makes sense, Zach Edey, the number nine pick, looks like he is ready to be a starting five in this league because he did that against a starting five in this league last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think is going to
that's the bottom line. Now you're going to tell him G.G. Jackson still helped you at the end, didn't he, with that massive crossover on. Who was that he got? He got Hendricks. He crossed him over.
Yeah.
You saw some of the brilliance, the natural talent of G.G. Jackson at the end. He got that crossover in the three-point play. Did we get that plus 5.5?
Yes, I did bet Grizzlies plus 5.5.
Isn't that where I started yesterday? I started there.
And it was funny because I didn't know.
You were going all through Utah's depth. You didn't like it at first, but eventually, apparently, you came over.
I did.
And believed.
Because I said, I'm not going to fade my boy Zach in his first Grizzlies game, bro. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
What a stud.
That dude's been making me money for like 6 months now. I just said I'm gonna roll. We did not see DJ Jeffries, by the way. But I said I was gonna roll. That might be summer league only. That might be one of those or Vegas. I mean, but I said I just can't pass this opportunity. If I lose, I lose. But at least I did so on my boy Zach. And they really should have won. It was unfortunate that dunk did not go in by him at the end there.
Yeah, that's usually easy to play for him. I'll watch it again. Normally he'll make that.
But, look, that is a Utah Jazz team that is considered probably one of the better summer league teams. I mean, Keontae George looked, that dude was getting the foul line, 19?
I mean, he averaged double figures last year. I went and looked. I mean, he was pretty effective last year.
And the Grizz were right there. So, I all in all.
He was talking that stuff.
A good night. Yes, he was.
The game was 2.5 hours, bro.
It was
because the reviews, but all the foul calls and then the trash talking. Why did it feel so playoffish? It was weird.
Yes, it was.
It was a little weird.
And
Zach fell a couple times just to kind of remember he had a nasty spill in the fourth, and then he dove on the ball
for the first quarter. Yeah.
I mean, just thought all around in terms of what you saw from Zach Edey getting on the floor, turning the ankle, coming back, falls nastily. You're wondering if he's going to get back up in that fourth. He does, shakes it off, shakes hands with Kessler. There's just a lot to like.
No doubt. We'll talk to Jessica Benson about this, get her thoughts on Zach Edey, G.G. Jackson, the Grizzlies, and more when we get back. Jason and John.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Turn to FM, yes. Quick trivia. You know where Mikal Bridges was when he found out that he had been traded to the New York Knicks?
No idea.
He was at the lake house of Desmond Bane.
Good to know.
Were you there, by chance?
Not at all.
Maybe Jessica Benson was there. Jessica Benson, of course, host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. When the Grizz are in season, joins every Tuesday, joins us now. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. How are you guys?
Where were you when you saw the debut of arguably the greatest center to ever play the sport of basketball last night?
You know what? I was in the comfort of my own home, and I started that game by trying to multitask. I came back from a nice little trip to the Pacific Northwest to see my mom and some family over the July 4th holiday, and I was going to unpack and watch Summer League at the same time. I was going to multitask, and the game started, and I said, no. I want to be seated for the beginning of the Zach Edey experience. So I parked my booty on the couch, and I watched the whole game, and it was really fun.
What was the best part of his performance to you?
It's a great question, because I think I kind of put it in three different categories where there were the traits that you'd hoped. So rebounding, screen setting, yep, getting blocked, finishing inside. The touch was really nice. I also hoped to see some of this athleticism that former coaches had pointed out. Certain scouts had kind of like, hey, he's more athletic than you give him credit for. And I thought he ran the court really well. So there's that category. There's the game-tying tip-in, which was a nice redemption moment following the missed dunk. But then the thing I actually loved the most was him picking up a technical foul in a summer league game. Like, I was like, I love that attitude. I love coming and backing up your teammates. And when we've all been going through the laundry list of hopeful Steven Adams-like comparisons, I think I have literally said out loud, well, maybe one thing that he can't emulate is that enforcer nature of Steven Adams, because there's nobody like Steven Adams who is a certified bouncer in the club on the basketball court. And you want to know what I saw in game one of Summer League? Maybe someone who can be that.
Sure.
And I thought that was really encouraging.
Yeah, like I think that was sort of part of it that was, again, it's Summer League, and that's just the disclaimer. You know, you cannot possibly get, too hyped up, I guess, over a good performance. But it's just, it's very hard not to extrapolate what you saw last night.
Because it's a guy he could be meeting in the regular season, a starter.
Exactly. And I think that maybe is a little bit more informative than your average. Like, if he was playing the Spurs tonight or the 76ers, I don't know who their big man is on the summer league. But it's like, it feels a lot more instructive, potentially, than your average summer league matchup.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to look at it. And listen, I mean, we're always going to put the stamp of it's summer league, but I always say this every year about summer league. You'd rather have positive things to talk about than if your rookie goes out there and looks completely overwhelmed in the beginning. And that's not an indictment on them either. Like, Kyle Filipowski doesn't have a standout game last night for the Jazz coming off the bench, but that's not an indictment on the future of his career. But when you can see tangible reasons in a summer league debut of, oh, this is the vision that a front office had when going and getting a guy like Zach Edey with the number 9 pick in the draft. It's encouraging, and I think it's something that, you know, we're all in the throes of summer. We're desperate and thirsty for basketball, and I would surely rather be in a position here on Tuesday or what day is it? Tuesday morning after their first game saying, that was really fun, as opposed to, ooh, yikes. I have a lot of concerns coming out of that one, so I'll take it.
I'm curious, and this is sort of where John is, and I think I'm in the same place, especially after he goes 34 minutes last night. You see him diving on the floor for loose balls. Excuse me. He turns an ankle at one point and able to bounce back from that. But I would just, at least for the rest of Utah, do you expect to see him anymore? Maybe you get him a game or two in Vegas, but just what you would do at this point with Zach. Do you need to see any more in terms of the next couple of days in Utah from Zach Edey?
Not like it's a twofold. Do I want to see Zach Edey more? Absolutely.
I'm with you.
I think he is truly one of the, I think he's one of the premier attractions of summer league from the league standpoint. Even watching, you know, how sports shows treated the Grizzlies summer league game last night, like it was the second story, Zach Edey. It wasn't the Memphis Grizzlies. It was Zach Edey is making his NBA summer league debut. Let's watch how he did. And yes, he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. So from the intrigue factor, and selfishly, like, yeah, I'd love to see Zach Edey play more. But I'm with you from the cautious standpoint. Surely tonight, coming off of not just a game the night before, but an overtime game the night before, I would anticipate that we see the Grizzlies go deeper into that bench and some of the guys who didn't play last night.
Right.
And that's always been the case, too. Like, that's not unique to coming off of last night's game. That's generally how they've handled summer league minutes and the variation of lineups used. And then we'll see what happens with their game against the Thunder on Wednesday, because then they at least get a couple nights off before they start the Vegas stretch. Mm-hmm. But I would expect, like, will we see him against Salt Lake City? I can't say for certain. We'll see him in Las Vegas, barring something crazy, knock on wood, fingers crossed. But
yeah.
I did love that he went back into that game last night, even though a part of me is like, oh, God, protect the asset. And also the just complete, we're so, as a fan base of the Grizzlies, everyone has PTSD from last season, and so it felt so unfair and familiar to see this, like, twinge of injury stress, and then for him to go back in, you're like, oh, breathe a sigh of relief. At least he was good enough to get back into the game.
Hey, nimble and flexible for a big 7'4", 300
pounds. I'm telling you, he looked pretty nimble.
No, I was. I
turned an ankle and come back from it like that, and was diving on the floor for loose balls and took a little nasty spill in the fourth quarter.
I
from all of it.
I tweeted that he's going to be beloved in Memphis by Thanksgiving. I think I had my. I think that's too far of a holiday. Mm. You know, it might be
Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day. You know, I think is a good one here. But definitely by Halloween.
Looked like Ja loved it too. Looking at social media last night.
Doesn't it feel like he's going to be one of those guys in Memphis?
I think he can be. And I mean, he just fits the profile so well from the standpoint of, you know, welcoming in the doubt, welcoming in the haters. The interview he gave last week with Gary Parrish saying, you know, it'd be weird for me if people didn't doubt me. Like, that's so quintessential Memphis. And then you see him last night with standing up for Jake and getting into it and not being afraid to show a little bit here and there. I remember he dropped an F-bomb during March Madness on one of the TV interviews. And, oh, I should have known it then. Like, he's got a little spice in him. And so I just think he's a good personality fit. But then on top of that, I mean, the whole reason we can, you know, talk about it just being summer league and being excited by a double-double and getting rebounds. But I think maybe the most exciting thing last night was watching him set those screens and just allowing yourself to fantasize about what that will look like when Ja Morant is the point guard on the court and how it opens everything up. And we know what happens when Ja has the ability to get downhill. And we know what happens when you can kick out to an open shooter like a Desmond Bane. And I saw Ja tweeted like an hour ago, it's go time. And I know it is being read as he's been cleared for basketball activity. So as you allow yourself to start, you know, really thinking about next season, seeing Zach Edey perform as he did last night can be a critical piece in elevating the ceiling for this team, certainly.
What's the proper way to digest G.G. Jackson's performance? Because my man Johns, he's got some indigestion off of it.
Mm. I need some Pepto, dog. I need some Pepto for some Tums.
He's really down off
that. I need some Tums.
Off one bad night.
Man, I don't care. You know, I mean, I understand seeing it and wanting him to pass, maybe not take that shot when you're 0-9 for the night. But going into summer, like, who do you want taking the most shots on that team, GG? And I know that doesn't translate to what you want next season from him. And that's been so much of the conversation is, okay, GG was spectacular, especially down the stretch where I think he was averaging, in his last 18 games of the season, he was averaging 20 points and hit double figures in all of them. That's great. He was doing it on high usage nights because the Grizzlies needed him to be that. He will not need to take that many shots, barring catastrophe like last year, this coming season. But in the meantime, you want him to be confident taking those shots. Like when his number is called, how can this Grizzlies coaching staff and the Grizzlies Summer League program get G.G. Jackson in the position where he is most comfortable going into what that role will look like next year? And it's going to be continued reps. And I was listening to you guys in your last segment. There were some people who were saying, oh, I don't need to see G.G. Jackson play a lot of summer league.
I would love to see G.G. play every game.
We've been right, league. JB. Exactly. We're on the side.
We are back, yes. Back on the right path of G.G. Jackson. But he's 19 years old. Right. Like every rep counts and every rep matters. And so I look at a game like last night. Did he have a bad shooting night from three? Absolutely. Was there good to take away too? I love his continued efforts in getting to the basket and seeing some of those evolutions that we began to see of him last season. So I'm kind of taking it with a small grain of salt where I understand if you saw the shooting numbers and said, eek, but I would say just take a chill pill and see where we're at the end of the entirety of summer league.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for me if it wasn't, and obviously I'm not trying to get you to like agree with me, but it wasn't necessarily just about, it wasn't about like, oh, he's had a bad shooting night. It was more about like just contextually how it looked and just within the framework of the competitive game. Now, if you're going to promise me that, oh, he's just, you know, that's just a summer league deal and he would never do that in an NBA game, okay, but you promise? I mean, as long as let's just continue this discussion. What is G.G. Jackson's role for the Grizzlies next year?
I think that's a really great question and one that is still unwritten. Obviously, when you see someone as young as him shine as bright as he did, so much so that he was second team all rookie. You know, this wasn't just a flash in the Grizzlies season that many would like to forget. Like he made a statement within the NBA. He had people, competitors, you know, his peers within the league saying, hey, this kid's got it. The Grizzlies have something special in G.G. Jackson. But your hope is that you are not relying heavily on your 19-year-old second-year player if you are contending in the Western Conference next year. So that's where I've always stood with G.G. He's a luxury that you have.
Yep.
You don't want him to be a necessity.
No, that's really well said.
The rest is still unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield.
And I love the unwritten
Natasha Bedingfield. Thanks for catching my
favorite song. That's your jam.
Reaching for something in the distance.
See?
It's a great song.
That's JB all day. All day.
If Zach Edey's getting our gold medal performance in terms of Grizzlies last night, who gets your silver medal for Grizzlies?
Oh, can I give a tie?
No.
I'm going to say.
LaRavia or Pippen.
This is the Olympics, okay?
Pick.
This is not, you know, Richland Elementary School.
I give it to Pippen. I do.
Okay.
I think just from a standpoint of conversations that I've had with people about the Grizzlies this offseason, and when you listen to people's concerns, well, what are they going to do about the backup point guard position? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you have one on a two-way.
I'm with you.
It's Scottie Pippen.
Yes.
And I understand a lot of people tuned out, and I'm never going to knock anyone for tuning out at the end of last season and the second half of last season, but I was really, really impressed. We talked so much about Gigi and Vince Williams being the bright spots of a lost season. But Scottie Pippen was one of those too. And just the pace of which he plays with, I think he really has shown great potential as not just a facilitator, but a scorer. And then it's his defense. There's no drop-off on the defensive end. I think he had 3 steals last night. He's young, and I know Derrick Rose is still on the roster. And I know also, you know, we've seen, is Marcus Smart your backup point guard in that position? We've seen Desmond Bane play more on the ball. But if you have a true backup point guard on the roster and someone like Scottie Pippen Jr., you enjoyed what you saw last night from him in that Summer League game. Sure, can everybody improve down the stretch? And again, Summer League is not about winning games, but would have loved to see more of an effort to get the ball to Zach Edey. But that's something everybody can learn. You now have the 7'4" guy who previously your big in that nature wasn't looking to score.
Right.
Was almost looking not to score, and now you have someone who can. So this is new for everyone. But I do think I was really encouraged by Scottie last night. And it's funny, I thought Jake LaRavia was great, and you would want Jake LaRavia to, at this point in year 3, look comfortable. And I know it's been a journey for him, and so it's not always assumed. But the other guy for me that stood out last night was Cam Spencer. Like, I just thought he looked like he belonged. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that perhaps we see more of him tonight. I would have loved to see him on the court there at the end in last night's game even, but not just his abilities as a 3-point shooter. Like, we talk about Zach Edey's screens, and the screen that he set on Walker Kessler in the 3rd quarter that ended with Zach Edey doing some work in the post, I was like, ooh,
yeah,
he's got it. And I can't wait to see him continue to develop.
Talking to Jessica Benson, she's the host of the Jessica Benson Show with C.J. Hurd on Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network during the season. It's a parade inside my city as Ja Morant has been cleared officially for all basketball activities. 6 months later, I went a little longer than maybe we thought it would, but all's well that ends well. He is officially cleared for basketball activities. Revenge season tour, is that what we're going to have here?
I think so. the only reason I don't say yes, period, revenge season, bring it up. I just don't like to see it. I think it's more just a point-proving season. And I guess you can wrap it into revenge, and if that's the chip on the shoulder you want to go with.
Yes.
But I think it's just a reminder of who he is and who this team is with him. And so that can be this is revenge for turning your back and forgetting, or it can simply be hey, this has been a really challenging last year and a half, and let's see how quickly I can remind people what I'm about on the basketball court. And we saw, that's the thing, like people forget about the stretch of games that we saw him play last season for the Grizzlies, in which he was excellent, and the team was good in those 9 games that he played last year as well. And so I would assume that it'll be straight from the jump, ready to go, and this team will finally be in the position that people have been waiting for, coming off of not last season, but the year before, where they are poised to truly be a contender in the West and really make some noise. But I think knowing, you know, how Ja has operated, and we'll see, like maybe he takes the revenge route, maybe it's the at peace with it route, time will tell, but it's just great that he's cleared and can get going for the rest of this offseason.
There's a part of me, and it's regrets, and maybe it's something he'll always look back on. Obviously he'll have the chance again, but I feel like he should be on this unbelievable Olympic team. Like when they went down the list and you get to, you know, Halliburton. And not to diminish anything he did last year. I mean, the league's not waiting on Ja Morant, but it just felt like one of those spots should be his.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, in a different
if it had
universe
gone differently,
where the things break in other ways, there's, in my opinion, no reason why he's not
he'll be there
this team. Yeah. And that is one of the ultimate, like, you know, actions lead, and as we all sit on this years later, everything feels, you're like, oh, really? It's all for that. But in the context of the NBA and the view of, you know, what became of Ja, that was a consequence,
absolutely,
of not being a part of this Team USA experience. And so I look forward to the day, hopefully, where he is wearing one of those Team USA jerseys, because it feels as if you were truly looking for the best American point guard. I don't know how you're having that conversation without Ja.
There's no doubt well about said. That. Jessica, great
Thank
stuff,
you so
as
much,
always.
Jamie.
We appreciate your time
Thanks,
every
guys.
Tuesday. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
She is Jessica Benson, catch her on Grind City Media. Joins every single Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, listen, as it relates to Gigi, you know, I understand you're going to have nights where you don't shoot the ball well. I get that. It's just more about, like, in what context are the shots coming? And I think that's the – again, it is Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what Gigi has yet to prove in his career, right, is what one thing we can say about Gigi is that he has never been a part, and this is just the truth, he has never been a part of a winner, ever. South Carolina, when he was on it, was a loser. He leaves, what happens? Right? They become awesome. He comes to the Grizzlies. I'm not blaming this on him, obviously, but the team was a mess last year because of injury and suspensions and things like that. So what he's never shown or proven, and this is like the next step for him, is do it on a winner. Be impactful on a winner. You know, and if that's how it's going to be for him, it's going to be a minute. If that's real and not just a one bad night thing, he's 2 years away from being 2 years away. And I think then you start to ask, is he going to become the player? And again, this is just sort of, if that's what it was, is it going to happen for him with the Grizzlies? And I think it's entirely possible that it may not. He may just not be on the Grizzlies' timeline. He's 19. This is a team that has to do something in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
No, I mean, I would push back on what you're saying and use the word that Jess did. I've phrased it that way, but she did it beautiful. He's a luxury dude. You don't need Gigi Jackson right now. Your championship your contender chances are not based on Gigi Jackson.
Right.
And he's this 19-year-old who's shown brilliant flashes, but clearly one who, I'll be honest with you, right, may not be ready for the rotation right now, especially considering the circumstances that it is. It's win now. This is not a developmental thing. You aren't still trying to find core pieces. He's a luxury, and it may or may not work. The great thing is you've got him on a cheap deal. You know, in terms of the standard contract that you got him on, especially for his talent.
Yeah.
And yet, we'll see, because he's going to get fed less. You're right. I mean, dude, it was summer league, so he's going to take a ton of shots. He will not have that opportunity come regular season on this team, and it's going to be a matter of can you do more with less, and sort of him getting in where he fits in. And it's going to be a lot less fit next year on this contender. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's not like your future depends on Gigi Jackson.
Right.
That said, you may still have a gem here, John,
yeah,
that just needs more polishing and developing. And in another 2 years, this dude's going to be ready to take off.
Right.
I mean, that could still be the story.
That could be possible.
I mean, dude, he's going to lead this team probably in scoring for the summer league. Like, he's going to have some good shooting games at some point, mm-hmm, whether it's Salt Lake City or Vegas. He's going to look fine, and we're going to say, okay, there's the right flashes again. But last night was the reminder for folks that are ready to put him in a starting lineup. It's that you don't need to rush this.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to rush this at all.
He's not remotely close.
A luxury who could – maybe there's a playoff game he helps you in next year because he comes in and he's shooting the ball well, shooting not. Maybe he doesn't make a playoff rotation at all.
Yeah.
But because of the contract, you've got the luxury of sort of seeing with him. And you got guys like Vince Williams that are already ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know? So you're not dependent upon having Gigi Jackson – good and high in your rotation next year.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the case at all.
Yeah, no, I just think that's part of the because he's not remotely close to being a starter for a competitive playoff team.
No.
It's not even.
No, I mean, no one should have had him there.
Let alone.
Based on what.
Even a consistent rotation play.
Small sample size. And then the role last year was not the role he will have in
no doubt
his further development.
Yes.
In terms of regular season.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's so young, so he's got so much time.
I mean, we're talking about a 19-year-old.
No, but he's got to get coached up. I mean, he's got to get coached up. It's going to be hands-on. He's a hands-on investment. You're going to have to be very intensive with him to break him out of some bad habits.
But think about, and he's a guy that we've now turned the page on, said that he, you know, basically the Grizzlies should be looking to get off of him. But and this is no promise, but think about how much better Zaire was on the floor when Ja Morant, somebody that believed in him, was out there with him. Think about what Gigi Jackson could look like when he's got Ja Morant on the floor, right, supporting him, getting him the ball where he wants. Like, there's a lot more that we haven't seen just based on who he hasn't played with on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's still just so much more in that box to be determined to try to make anything, you know, any sweeping, like we said, assumptions off last night.
Yeah, only 18 games has he started in his NBA career. You know,
bro, most 19-year-olds ain't started that. Ain't come close to cracking starting lineups.
No, he's got the tools. That's not up for debate.
The question is going to be, can he get enough development on a team that needs to win right now, going forward? That's
right.
Going to be the question. But it's not something that your success hinges on.
Right.
So that's where we go back to, he's a luxury.
Exactly. I mean, if you can sort of break glass in case of emergency and he can give you like 6 to 8 points a game, that's him. That's what he is for the Grizzlies. These Grizzlies, that's what he is.
I got a feeling next year, if he's not shooting the ball well, because he's going to come in thinking, man, I got to knock down a couple threes, right? It's not going to be.
Yeah.
He's not. Are you ready yet to look at, no, look, let me just come in and rebound and do everything this team needs.
Exactly.
There's going to be times where his shot's not dropping next year, John, and he ain't playing for a while.
Absolutely.
Like, get ready for that, y'all, yeah, that have tried to,
no question,
you know, push him up
get,
so quickly.
Get ready for Laravia, as you said, now, to take his spot.
It could easily happen because Laravia's going to make better decisions. He's a veteran now going into his third year.
Yep.
And there could be times, yes, especially if Laravia shoots the ball the way he was shooting at the end of last season. He didn't shoot it well last night. But what you liked was you saw everything else from Laravia. There's a guy who's now been through some things, been down, been back up to the big club, everything else, that realizes my game, my effort can't be predicated on my shot. I've got to be contributing in other areas. Defensively, I've got to up my intensity level. You saw that last night. That's an understanding that takes years in the league, games, experience to get. GG ain't had any time yet.
No doubt.
And so there's still so much to learn just upstairs.
Yeah, no.
I'm one, though, who still greatly believes in that kid.
You believe in GG.
And where he is, sort of what Ja's been through in terms of,
yeah,
you know, a guy, I mean, different. He's already a star, but my point is Ja's been through some things in growth,
right,
that he can further tell GG, oh, no, don't do it this way.
Right.
Like, in terms of the organization itself, I think it's set up in a way,
yeah,
for GG to succeed. We're having more power surges, but as you see, I continue to plow, yes, right through. No distraction.
Dude,
it's like when
people
your child
don't even
in,
realize.
When Riley came in. And you just locked her in here
the
with me.
The lights were off for a
and
good
I wasn't
10
distracted
to 20
then.
Seconds. And then they were on again. They were off again.
John's like going crazy as I talk to him.
I'm just like, yo, what the hell is happening?
Again, I'm going to finish my point.
No, you go. One thing you're going to do is finish your point.
Locked in like ZD.
You're going to have your say.
Like ZD trying to get that tip.
That's right.
He's now, I read the story. Was it from Drew or something? And pardon me if I'm pulling it out of one of the other stories. But said somebody had to tell him that, look, bro, you're going to have to tip it in.
Cam,
I thought so.
Yeah.
Cam,
that's
Mr.
From Drew, yeah.
Mr. Know all the rules, make all the right plays, reminded Edie that
don't
look,
dunk
you
this.
you can't bring that ball, yes, down and go back up, yes, with it. You're going to have to tip that.
Exactly.
And once Edie was focused on the goal, you couldn't shake him, much
I
like me
lie,
when we have power
surges. I
don't
lie, that definitely concerned me a little bit that Zach didn't realize that he...
Well, neither did the damn announcers realize the time doesn't start till. I mean, everybody was kind of lost.
That's true.
It must have been that altitude in Utah.
Yeah, it was.
The coach talked about it. You know, dude, seeing Edie get up and down for 34 minutes in raised altitude,
that's
another good sign.
Dude, you're bringing it. Sea level?
I read Drew's piece.
That was great.
I thought
Drew did a great. He also talked to David Jones.
Drew is there, which is a great benefit.
Yes.
I mean, again, a great decision by the Daily Mail. Look at the job he did at the Combine. It was double. He got David Jones stuff. He's the first man we talked to. Edie said there's interest to both sides. Like, he got a ton out of going Chicago. He got a ton out of going last night because he gets the David Jones piece again.
Yep.
Like, love having Drew at these the CA needs to send to Michael. That's just the deal.
I can't.
Because Drew's getting you. Because he's getting you.
Oop.
And that's somebody that's outside.
Oop.
You can't speak on this. I'm on the outside looking in. Come on now. We got to send it. What are we doing, CA? My old outfit.
Mm.
We got to send to Michael now. Drew's been getting these. We got to send to Michael.
Yeah. Thank you. Again, thank you for saying that piece, man.
Somebody had to say it. I know you don't. You don't mind. You're like Trump. You're just letting Biden do all the talking right now.
That's
you
right.
Sitting back.
That's right.
Because you DM side.
Mm-hmm.
But I can speak on this race. And y'all, we got to get sent to Michael now. Because DM got a leg up on you now.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm watching everything.
Yeah, you're a neutral observer.
Exactly.
You're a neutral observer. So, no, I thought Drew did a great job. He also,
fantastic
like I said,
job.
Talked to Drew, David Jones about leaving Memphis. So the guy is just, he's doing it all.
What David Jones doing is showing you.
He's
that you was a damn fool, said he should have come back to Memphis.
Yes.
He got his deal two-way.
Yes.
And last night he went out almost had triple-double.
What did David Jones have to say about his departure from Memphis? Did he tell the truth? Did he tell it all? What did he say? We'll tell you when we get back. Jason and John, ESPN FM, ESPN.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.